Fearlessly Courageous, written and read by Dennis Piller on April the 20th, 2022. The Invisible War of the Mind, Part 3. Did you realize that unspoken or unseen thoughts create visible consequences in our lives? They will show up in your actions. If you feel unworthy, it will surface and eventually change you to your harm. The Bible says to not think less of ourselves, because God says in Romans 12:1, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. When we say we are anything that opposes this scripture, we are saying we know more than God, that he made a mistake when he made us. When we submit our bodies as a living sacrifice, it includes our minds and our thoughts. It doesn't mean some distorted view of ourselves sifted through Satan's filter, or the world telling you that living in fear, living in isolation, living with regret, living with depression or anxiety is acceptable. He said to be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing we may discern God's will, what is good and perfect. That only happens by reading God's word until it takes over those anxieties and insecurities. But more than that, he says, by grace that he gave you, to not think of yourself so highly that you can say this doesn't apply to you. Paul says in Matthew 28:19, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. How can we really do that if we feel we are not enough? If we are paralyzed by our fear and anxiety to engage other people, how can we fulfill God's destiny for our life? In James 1:22 we read, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgets what manner of man he was. Faith has an action component. Words have a power and an action component built into them. Prayer has an action component. Prayer is being in relationship and communication with God. It breaks open our hearts to the word and calls us to action. Simply stating that your thoughts and prayers are with someone is meaningless unless you actively engage in doing something about it. Releasing your faith means something. That goes for you too. The Bible is an action book. If you want a good crop, you must spread the seed. We must plant the grain. We must attend to the harvest, or it is lost. How do we control our thoughts? Begin thinking rightly about God, meaning believe what his word says about you, your thoughts. Satan's spiritual warfare attacks are in your thinking. To fight a spirit, you must pray in the spirit. Use spirit words, God's written words. Release your faith and do something. Take action. Take authority in Jesus' name. He is Jehovah Rapha, which means our healer. If he is not, he's a liar and a fraud. When you deny his authority, you deny yourself, your life, and your legacy. You have the power of the Spirit of God to think rightly. We can change that right now. How can you overcome that sin, that anxiety disorder, or whatever they call your malady? You turn them over to your healer and the finisher of your faith, Jesus Christ. Tomorrow, part 4, The Invisible War of the Mind.